The League of Women Voters had invited the House delegates and state senators of Albemarle, Flavanna, Green, Nelson, and Louisa counties. Unfortunately, only two of them showed up.
25th District Democratic Senator Cray Deeds and 57th District Delegate David Toscano. Fortunately, the audience turnout was good at City Space downtown, and the debate was fruitful, says Delegate Toscano.
The League of Women Voters always puts on a good forum where they're very substantive questions that are very difficult to answer. But it's important because it's a great way that we hear from our constituents about what's on their minds.
And many things are on their minds. Gun safety, public education, the pipeline, the consequences for graduate students of the recent houses tax bill, as well as the recent spike in health insurance premiums in Charlottesville.
The Bureau of Insurance, they approve these rates. They approve it based on what these companies submit to them, and it's pretty much rubber stamped. Now, the Bureau of Insurance is set up in a way to kind of be outside the political pressure, but I could see the legislature exert more control over these rates to the Bureau of Insurance.
To achieve this, they'll have to be creative, he says. Another topic that came around the end of the session was about facilitating registration and voting.
Hi, yeah, my name's Evan. I live here in Charlottesville. It was mentioned earlier about no excuse absentee voting to make voting easier, which I think is a great first step, but I think it's that, a first step. Would you all support legislation or introduce legislation for automatic voter registration or same-day registration, mail-by voting, automatic restoration of felons' voting rights, or even relaxing voter ID laws?
And here's Senator Deeds' response.
I introduced legislation last year that called for a study of the same-day registration because I think we ought to be about making it easier to vote. It would make more sense for us to have voting over a weekend.
Yes.
For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.